The KM Community Podcast, bringing you stories from Kent's communities every week.
Hello and welcome to the KM Community Podcast. I'm your host Oliver Kemp and I'll be bringing you the stories that matter at the heart of communities across the county. If you have a story you think needs to be told, you can email me at okemp@thekmgroup.co.uk. This week, much has been said about the way the coronavirus pandemic has impacted the arts in this country. Music venues and theatre have no idea when they'll be back to put on performances. Community outreach charities don't know when they'll be able to feasibly get back in front of those who need them the most. It's a complete unknown, and the threat of established arts organisations drowning due to financial losses is very real. Enter Arts Council England. The organisation just announced £17 million worth of funding as part of its emergency response package, designed to ease the pressure facing the creative sector this summer. Hedley Swain is the area director for the South East at Arts Council England.
We're of course incredibly pleased. We also recognise, of course, this is an incredibly difficult time. But within that context, yes indeed, we're pleased that we got a lot of good applications from both organisations and individuals, and we're very pleased that a good block of that money is going to Kent, and Kent's incredibly rich in arts and culture, so it's what we would have hoped for and expected. What it reflects is firstly how incredibly rich we are for arts and culture in this country. You know, it's easy to forget, and of course what that also reflects is how fragile that is at the moment, and that it is a kind of ecosystem where individuals and organisations all support each other.
Kent organisations and individuals alone secured £2.1 million of the funding, so I set out to find out why the funding is so necessary to them and what they're planning to do with the cash.
I am Liz Dayone and I'm the Centre Director at the Horsebridge Arts Centre in Whitstable. We're an arts centre a stone's throw from the beach. We have a couple of exhibitions on all the time. We have over 40 classes a week. We have a community cinema. We have talks. We have a lovely cafe run by Revival. We have a whole host of activities. We're open 7 days a week, or we were obviously, over 80 hours a week. We are a small charity. So we provide lots and lots of things to the community. We run in incredibly tight margins. We don't have a pot of reserves. We depend on the support from our local community. We earn over 90% of our own income. Obviously, we kind of try and get grant funded as well. So yes, it is tough, but it's also fantastic because you can respond to what your community wants and needs in a much smaller time frame than you would in a larger organisation. The Arts Council funding was absolutely crucial to our survival. As I say, we don't have a pot of reserves, and when the pandemic hit, you know, we would have lasted a month or two. It really would not have been very long. That being able to access that funding, obviously we've furloughed most of our staff and our running costs are not as high, but they're still there because we run a building. That funding has been absolutely crucial to our survival. So it was fantastic. It was well run and it was a very fast turnaround. So we were absolutely ecstatic when we got that email.
As part of the Arts Council's emergency fund, the Horsebridge Arts Centre was awarded £35,000 to weather the effects of the pandemic. But their challenges aren't over. Even as some businesses are being allowed to open since the easing of lockdown, the layout of the centre means that opening and sticking to social distancing guidelines looks to be impossible.
Obviously, at the end of March, we closed our doors, so everything stopped. And I think, sadly, we're going to have to remain closed probably till September because the building has got quite tight entrances, narrow staircases and a myriad of small rooms. And lots of people that use our centre are older or disabled and may still be at home anyway. So we have to wait until we know it's safe to open again.
Another arts organisation shut off from generating income is Acrejou, a performance company from Faversham specialising in outdoor physical shows. Most of their work is done in large-scale outdoor events across the world, encouraging people to think differently about performance art, with a blend of acrobatics, dancing and non-verbal acting. The company also received £35,000 from the Arts Council's fund.
My name is Barney White and I'm Creative Director at Acrejou. We're a trans-led company that combines circus, physical theatre and visual design, and our work explores themes around the human condition with ideas based around isolation and connection mostly. We applied to them, as part of this emergency response fund. We're not a regularly funded company. We're not a national portfolio organisation, so we don't receive regular funding from them anyway. As I said, it's on a sort of project by project basis that we apply for. And the bulk of our income comes from our summer touring, 3 or 4 shows that tour around the UK and a lot internationally, and that is the bulk of our income that keeps the company running. So without this assistance from the Arts Council, we'd be, in some serious trouble, like a lot of other companies are. There's absolutely no sort of clear indication of when things could resume and how they will resume. And I think I have a suspicion it'll be a very slow, drawn out process. Well, I hope anyway, for sort of public health, that it is drawn out and kind of measured in how and when things are implemented again. It's a strange time because there's it sort of removes your inability to plan in a way, because you've got no idea how long you should plan for.
From physical performance to celluloid, one arts company in Medway has received a portion of the emergency funds to ensure its film festival is able to go ahead later this year. 510, based in Rochester, successfully applied for £15,000 to keep its biennial celebration of films and contemporary art on track for October 2020. Margarita Gromegna, artistic director for 510, said the organisation showcases talented local artists whilst engaging in community outreach work.
We present a festival of international moving image and contemporary art, mostly digital, every 2 years. We've been active 10 years and delivered 4 festivals. Our events are ambitious and quite unique in Medway Art Provision. They promote a sense of place and are very much community driven. We take the art where the people are, in public settings, historical venues and outdoor spaces, to encourage the involvement of local residents and to engage visiting audiences with the character and the heritage of the area. Not having this expected grant would have meant a real risk to the survival of the organisation, impacting on the creative practitioners that rely on the freelance employment 510 provide and upon which 510 rely on for the delivery of programmes. To keep on track, we need to be working now, and the next 6 months are crucial to do the groundwork necessary in order to prepare and be ready to deliver our projects and festival post-lockdown, and while we are waiting for the monies that are anticipated but will not come in just yet.
Margarita also explained the potential wider consequences of the festival not going ahead in Medway.
This is a very important moment for 510 to be operational. It is a decisive time for Medway when a new 10-year cultural strategy is being written, and it's important for us to be able to make a difference advocating for artists of the area. Our aim is not only to support 510 out of the pandemic, but also to support the communities of Medway. And that is why I'm working extensively on the development of the new strategy, as well as contributing to the bid for Medway to become UK City of Culture in 2025.
Lastly, I had a chat with Living Words, a charity based in Folkestone, which was awarded £26,000 as part of the emergency fund. Living Words is an example of an arts organisation dedicated to using art in a way that will hopefully benefit people with a specific set of experiences, namely dementia. I spoke to Susanna Howard from the charity.
Living Words is an arts and literature charity. We're based in Folkestone and have been going since 2006-2007. Our participatory work has a writer or an actor working one-to-one with a person who's experiencing dementia, mental ill health or isolation, and we're writing down their sounds and words expressing how they feel about life at the moment. Participants then co-create a book of their sounds and words about how they're feeling, and we work with those closest to them, staff and relatives, to explore using the book to validate how that person feels. The Arts Council funding is going to enable us to survive until November and also enable us to run some fantastic new projects. We now, as soon as we got the word from Arts Council, have been meeting in a socially distanced way, all of our artists together, all of our stakeholders, exploring what is needed, why do the work and how do it differently.
The The arts organisations that have received this funding have been given a lifeline during a crucially difficult time, and they're all hoping it will be enough to weather the continuing impact of the pandemic in the coming months. Thanks for listening to the KM Community Podcast. I've been Oliver Kemp, and we'll be back soon.
The KM Community Podcast, bringing you stories from Kent's communities every week.